it is a week of Thanksgiving. And so we're not going to talk about the book of Acts this morning. But I want us to think about Thanksgiving. And, you know, a little bit differently than maybe we've talked about it in the past, because very often we're thankful for our material blessings at the time of Thanksgiving, right? And because this is a time of harvest. And many of us are not quite as locked to harvest time as we used to be. It's still very necessary for us, but with our ability to store items and to import items from the southern hemisphere, harvest is not quite as important for our food supply, because we can pretty much go to Kroger or Junior's or wherever you buy your groceries and get pretty much what you want pretty much all the time, right? Some things are more in season than others, but it's amazing. We can have fruits and vegetables most of the year fresh, and certainly canned things and breads and all of that stuff that we can have. Where not that long ago in our past, things were much more seasonal than they are now. And again, getting things at harvest and having things stored by was really important. Because if you're a seller, or wherever you kept your canned goods wasn't full, it was going to be a harder winter. Right? Y'all remember? So we're kind of immune to that, at least a little bit in our culture. But it's still a time of harvest, and so this Thanksgiving season is kind of a time where we're thankful to God for the blessings of helping us through another year, and for hopefully a bountiful harvest that provides for us through the upcoming year. But I want to think today about this being a time for us to be thankful to God for the spiritual blessings and all the blessings that He has given us today, which are by far more important. But sometimes the physical are more pressing, right? They just are. They just are. If you don't have a house or a shelter, you don't have things to eat, those become urgent. They become urgent. But we have those, thankfully. So we need to remember about God and to praise Him and to thank Him for His goodness. So I want to just read three passages and talk about them. I'll even try to be brief this morning. How's that? You can give thanks for that. But it is important. I want to read back from Genesis that we read often. But I'm going to tell you, as you know, I think if you miss what's in the first few chapters of Genesis, it's hard to get everything back straight. If we miss our place and God's place and that He made us special, yet inferior to Himself because He is the supreme God. So let's read. Then God said, and you're familiar with this, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea, and over the birds in the sky, and over the livestock, and over all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves along the ground." So the first thing I want us to think about being thankful for this week, and I hope this is a week where you're thankful, because I hope you enjoy being with friends and family, and I hope you get to do that. And I know we don't always get to do that, but I hope that you get to do that. Be with people that you enjoy being with. And I hope you forget about the diet and enjoy good food this week, because I enjoy that. I hope you do. And you know, it brings back memories, because really at Kathy's and then with my side of the family, the menu is going to be pretty much the same. We know pretty much what the menu is going to be, but you don't want it to change. Because Thanksgiving is not a time to change. It's a time to enjoy those things that you may only eat once a year, you know, at least from the person who makes it. We even know you know, at my mom's side of the family, we're still not sure we're all getting together. And we've all gotten together for the last 50 years, and everybody's brought the same thing. But if I were to ask my mom, nobody's really said anything, but I guess we're going to get together here. And we are, and she's making a dressing, and we know that, but we just hadn't all confirmed it yet. You know, I don't know who we're waiting on, but we'll all show up together. Somehow, mysteriously, we'll come together. But we know what they're going to bring, and that's all good. But I hope you'll take this week to be thankful to God that God created you. Because this is a time for us not only to be thankful collectively, but individually. God created you in His image. That you're made in the image of the Almighty God. Well, that's something to be thankful for, isn't it? That we're created in the image of the Almighty God. That when God said, I'm going to make man, how am I going to design him? What's he going to be like? And remember, God is perfect, right? Oh, don't look surprised. Don't give me blank stares this morning. God is perfect. And he made us in the image of his perfection. Now, are we perfect? No. But God made us in his image. We're created in the image of the perfect, almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving God. He said, now I'm going to make all this creation. And I'm going to design it with great intricacy. Great intricacy. Not only individually, but collectively. Right? Man, how many of you seen the live armadillo? I mean, you know they are alive. They don't just drop on the side of the road dead. They are alive ones. You know that? I've seen a couple when I think it was Sunday afternoon 2 weeks ago, maybe. There was one that just kept circling around mom's barn. You know, I go to the bathroom, you go to the front. I go, he just kept stirring around the barn. Pretty good sized armadillo. But you know, and armadillos, other than they carry leopards, well, I ain't getting that close. Me and armadillo, we're not licking each other or any of that. You know, I'm not getting that armadillo. But armadillos eat fire ants. So the armadillo population has followed the fire ants as they have advanced north. So I didn't want to kill that armadillo because I don't like the fire ants. So, you know, they don't, because they do have control, the fire ants. So you see them together. But that's the way God created things, right? Not only are we intricate within ourselves, but he developed this system where one lives off the other. One controls and strengthens the other, right? But when God made us, he said, I'm going to make you in my image. I'm going to make you in my image. It's not just God got better at creating as he went along, or that we just evolved to this point. God said, I'm going to make you different and special. You're not going to be like anything else in creation because you're made in my image. You're made in my image. And I'm putting you in charge. We have a responsibility. You know that? We have a responsibility. We have dominion over the animals, and we do. And with that comes responsibility, right? With privilege always comes responsibility. But we have a responsibility to care for God's creation. And to utilize it. It's there for us to utilize, to be careful, and to populate. Yes, that's what God put us. But we got a special place, and we're special because we're made in God's image. We don't like anything else. Right? We don't like anything else. I'm going to tell you something interesting. Maybe this thing will be as short as I thought. What was he talking about? I got to go to Gatlinburg this week for a conference, and we had a lady from the park that was talking. You know, they are moving the bear up the intelligence list close to the chimpanzee. Their ability to reason. And when they got pictures of these bears opening car doors,
I mean, take in there Paul and open that car door just as slick as a whistle. I'm not talking about after they stand around that car door for 20 minutes. I'm talking about they smile around and they go right to that car door and they open it. And so, you know, the warning, don't leave any food in your car. Because they'll smell it. And that's why they've removed, you know, that if you go anywhere where they're buried, they got special trash cans because they can tear them up. They figured out how to open all this. It was amazing what they got pictures of bears figuring out. You know, figuring how to do things. It's really amazing. But they're not special like me. They're not made in God's image. Now, God made them, but they're not made in God's image. We are. We're made in the image of God, and you have a special place. God, in fact, David, the psalmist, will say, God made us just a little lower than the angels. You are also created beings. It's a whole other lesson, but you and I are not going to become angels. A lot of folks think when you die, you become an angel. It's not biblical. That one never says we're going to become angels. We're created beings. We're created in the image of God. There's something special about us. God has a special relationship with us because we're created in His image. Right? And what did God do with Adam and Eve in the garden? He dwelt with them, right? He talked with them. He wanted to be with them until they disobeyed. Let's read Colossians chapter 1. Commencing at verse 12. And giving joyful thanks to the Father. This is thanksgiving. Giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of His holy people. What about that word? He's qualified you to share in the inheritance. You are not qualified to share in the inheritance of the kingdom. You were not qualified. I was not qualified. We're going to just leave that up, Mike. I'm going to talk about it. Why weren't we qualified? We're made in the image of God. Why weren't we qualified? Sin. Sin disqualified us. And we're all sinners, right? Sin disqualified us from the inheritance of the kingdom. Sin disqualified us. We were disqualified. But God qualified us to share in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of life. How did God do that? For He rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption. How do we have redemption? Through the Son He loves, the forgiveness of sins. We need to be thankful this week and every single day that while our sin disqualified us from the inheritance of being part of the family of God, because that's typically who inherits, right? Family inheritance. But we were disqualified, but we disqualified ourselves from being part of the family. God created us in His image, right? But we disqualified ourselves. And God sent His Son, part of the family, to redeem us, to purchase us back, to pay the cost that you and I might again be qualified to be part of the family and part of the inheritance of the kingdom of God. Is that not good news? Is that not something to give thanks for? You think that the big dessert you're going to have Thursday is a reason to give thanks? Interesting. When you hear discussions from people, we're fascinated with criminals sometimes, aren't we? If you don't believe it, turn on your television. CSI, NCIS, FBI, SWAT, True Lives of This, Southern Fried Homicide, we got them all. Oh, y'all ain't seen Southern Fried Homicide? Again, I'm on the cheap TV. I'm on the free stuff. But people on death row will tell you, you know, always what happens the night before someone is scheduled to be put to death? They get a last meal. A
And they'll tell you, they almost never said, one pastor's birthday that I've never seen a beat. They're laughing at me. Oh, why would you not eat the last before? But now there's a limit on how much it's like $20. Your last dinner you're going to see $20. So you can't even go to Red Rock, buddy. But why would they not eat their last meal? Why? Why would you not eat your last meal right there? You ordered it because you wanted it. You got, but you know death is coming. How do you enjoy a Thanksgiving meal when you know you are not an inheritance of the kingdom and death is coming? It's really no different, right? Now, the only thing the person on death row knows is coming pretty fast. If the governor ain't calling, I'm just a few hours from not being here. But none of us know. Here's what Scripture says: our life goes vapor and appears for a little while and it's gone, right? So how do you enjoy a big meal at Thanksgiving without being redeemed, requalified for inheritance into the kingdom of life? So when you eat your Thanksgiving meal, be thankful to be part of the kingdom. But this ain't my last meal. But I'm going to live in eternity with God. Death doesn't have power over me. That's something to give thanks for. And to realize it was at the cost of God's own Son that He redeemed us. If we have not redeemed ourselves, at Thanksgiving, it's not about I'm redeemed because I have been a good boy or a good girl. That's what we get into when we're little at Christmas, right? At Christmas, Santa Claus comes in because he knows who's been good or bad, so it'll be good for goodness sake. You probably got presents in spite of it, didn't you? I did. That's all I'm saying. But our redemption is based on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So don't sit there and say, you know, I've tried to be good. Good. We should try to be good. We should strive to be holy. That's what God calls us to, right? But we cannot requalify ourselves. We're only qualified by the sacrifice of Jesus that God freely gave. Father freely gave, and that Jesus, our older brother, did for us. Man, I'm thankful for that. Because I have trouble eating good, knowing that, hey, if I eat this, it could add to the cardiovascular disease that I have, and I'm going to die sooner, so I'm not going to eat this, right? Because I got to grab every day I can grab it. That's what you'd be worried about, is it not? I got to grab every day I can grab it. Hold on to every day I hold on. But man, to know that I'm going to be part of the everlasting kingdom because Jesus requalified me for that inheritance. That's Thanksgiving. All right, let's go to Revelation as we close.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, John said. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. What we know is going to pass away. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people. God's dwelling place is now among the people. Where was God in the garden? He was with Adam and Eve, wasn't he? God's dwelling place is now with the people. And He will dwell with them. They will be His people. And God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down. For these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, it is done. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all of this. And I will be their God, and they will be my children. As we give thanks this week, it's because God made us in His image. God requalified us for inheritance. We had sold our birthright for a bowl of soup. That's what we'd done. So we study Esau and say, Esau, how in the world did you do that, dummy? You weren't that hungry. All of us have done the same thing. We have sold our inheritance for something temporary. Jesus redeemed us back. He requalified us. He forgave our sin. He paid that price. And He brought us back into the family, into inheritance. God is preparing the new heaven and the new earth and the new Jerusalem, where we'll be His people and He'll be with us. We will be His heirs of all of those glorious things. Let's give thanks for that this week of Thanksgiving. We're going to stand in just a moment and sing a song of encouragement. If you have not been requalified into the kingdom of God, it's not because Jesus didn't pay the price. It's not because God doesn't love you. It's because of the decision you've made. That decision maybe not to accept Jesus, not to accept that sacrifice, not to accept that forgiveness, and to be willing to say, I want Jesus to be Lord of my life. I want to strive to live holy, not because I can earn my redemption, because I want to be like God. I've been created in His image. I want to be redeemed into His image, and I want to live and look like the Father. Be like the Father. Be willing to confess sin and be cleansed in the waters of baptism and having your sins washed away, requalified for the inheritance of eternal life, eternal existence with God. Maybe you are a Christian. Maybe you are a Christian and you've just not maintained your commitment to God. You've not maintained your faithfulness to God. You've not trusted Him. Maybe you still believe, but you've just been pushed to the back burner. Man, not a better way to spend Thanksgiving than to know my God loves me in spite of my failures. Remember the prodigal son? He said, I just want to go home and be a servant in my daddy's house. Because at least the servants have plenty to eat. The father didn't accept him back as a servant. Right? He put the robe and the gold ring and filled killed a fatty calf because he said, my son, my child has returned home. Don't let stubbornness and shame keep you from coming back home to the God who loves you and wants you to be His child. What a great Thanksgiving when we know we have been requalified